I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Cody Dysart with the Chillicothe Police Department. The use of technology in our everyday lives is getting more commonplace, even in the law enforcement field. What are some examples of how technology is helping you in your job?
Well, the ways it's helped us is obviously there's numerous avenues of technology. We have, you know, handheld radios, which obviously have been around for quite a while, but they have improved. We've got fingerprint ID, where we can scan the fingerprint of someone and get an instant feedback as to who they are if they're trying to give us false information about their identity. Cameras are a big help, numerous different avenues of technology.
How do cameras help in your job? Are they for your protection or the person that you're talking with?
Well, so cameras help in a lot of different ways, and it kind of depends on what cameras we're talking about. We all now wear body cameras that are every time we go on a call, then we can activate those to record. We also have cameras in our cars that will record when our lights are activated. Those can help us if, say, someone wants to make a claim about our wrongdoing. It holds us accountable as to our actions and makes sure that we are doing the job to the best of our abilities and the way it should be performed. We also have handheld cameras then if we need to gather photo evidence of maybe a crime scene that we're working or an investigation. And now with the use of digital cameras, obviously, we can get an instant picture to know if our picture quality is good enough or if we need to try to take a couple more to make sure we have a clear image of what we're trying to capture. So it depends what kind of cameras we're talking, and it seems like every time we come to work, we're on camera, whether it be in the PD, out on a call, or simply driving down the road. It's a part of everyday police life now.
I understand they have a specialized camera, and you've got a couple of these that scan license plates.
We do have that. We've got it on one of our vehicles that it's supposed to capture license plates and do a check to find out if the plate is stolen or not. I haven't personally used it much myself, but like I say, we do have that technology out there, and we're still trying to fine-tune that to get it good and operational.
Recently, the department upgraded the radio technology. You spoke a little bit about that. How does this help the department?
So the radios help us in a lot of ways. Compared to our old radios, I know it was numerous years since we have replaced those. These new radios now, they work off without getting too into the details of it. They basically extend the range a lot more than our former radios were. I think they have the capabilities to actually speak clear across the state if we needed them to. It kind of operates similar to like a cell phone tower where it will go and bounce from tower to tower to make sure that signal's adequate. They also are more clear. They're a digital versus an analog type. The only downside to them is sometimes within a metal building, such as you might encounter with cell phones, the signal sometimes gets hindered by that. So there are some downfalls to it, but overall, they're a big improvement over what we had.
Computers are now in the police cars. This basically makes the car your office. Is that helpful to you guys as well?
Yes, the computers in our cars is very helpful. It allows us to, when we make traffic stops, we can run the license plate and the driver's license info in our car versus before we would call into dispatch and have dispatch run it on their terminals at the office. This alleviates some of the workload on our dispatchers. It allows them to continue to answer 911 phones or other general calls on our non-emergency line. If we do need their assistance, if we have multiple subjects, we can still utilize that. And some people I know, when you talk about technology, they talk about taking away people's jobs. This has done nothing of that with our dispatchers. We've actually had to hire more dispatchers to handle the call workload that they've had, such as 911s and non-emergency. So this has done nothing but improved our department. It allows us to work on reports while we're out on the streets still. It's been a big benefit and a great asset to have these in-car computers.
Are there times when technology gets in the way of doing your job?
Well, with technology, you always have the issue of it can fail. That's just a matter of how it is. Obviously, we have backups. You know, if we went to a digital ticket now, so with our in-car computers, we can issue tickets digitally now with a printer that's in the car as well. If that does fail, we still can have paper copies to issue those. We have multiple computers at the office. So as far as it getting in the way, I haven't seen that it has. It's just making sure that you have the backup procedures if it does happen to fail you on a particular day. And normally we have multiple backups and we can get our technology up and back running fairly soon.
That is Officer Cody Dysart with the Chillicothe Police Department, and this is Cop Talk.